you believe that Jews are not allowed to own an independent country. Would you please explain your point?
With the help of the Almighty, I pray that he should bestow upon me his truth, his wisdom, that I may convey his message and sanctify his name and bring peace to the world. Amen. It's the basics of what Judaism is. Judaism is subservience to God, to keep his commandments. Zionism, this concept of the state of Israel, is nationalism, to have a piece of land. We are 3,000 years a religion, this covenant made with God. Zionism is 130 years maybe, and their Nakba, their occupation, is 70 years since they created the state. But it's totally a transformation from this subservience to God into having a piece of land. It was created by mostly non-religious Jews, Theodor Herzl, Jabotinsky, all these people who hated the religion, the Jewish religion. So it's our concept is to be humble to God. And it's clear since the destruction of the King Solomon's temple, or the two temples, which happened 2,000 years ago, Jews were told by God, it's an oath of God, that we are forbidden to recreate our own Jewish sovereignty. We're not allowed to have even one inch, one centimeter, one any piece of earth that we should be under Jewish rule. So, and secondly, we have to be loyal citizens in every country we reside. That's part of an oath of God of our exile. We believe one day God will reveal his glory throughout the world, where all humanity will serve him in harmony, and God will make a temple. Not that everybody will become Jewish, but then everybody will serve God in harmony. But for Jews to go and try to create their own entity, this was forbidden, is forbidden, and will always be forbidden. This is totally a rebellion against God. And the rabbis, or universally, we have a book called The Rabbis Speak Out. It's a universally was accepted that Zionism is heresy, rebellion against God, blasphemy, and whether it's from Quds or in occupied Palestine, the Holy Land, or around the world, everybody who's a truly religious said, no, we oppose Zionism, including, and as I say, in Palestine, where the chief rabbi of Palestine in 1947, before they made the state even, pleaded with the United Nations, and he said, we furthermore wish, this is United Nations documents, it's there for anybody to see. In 1947, a year before they made the state, he said, we furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. We cannot have Jewish sovereignty. And that is, even in an uninhabited land, being that they're making it in Palestine, the Zionist state of Israel, so now they're killing and stealing and oppressing the people. The Torah, this covenant we made with God, is not to kill or steal. So the whole and every way you look at the Zionist state of Israel, it's clearly contradictory to my Torah. Another issue is we have to show gratitude for good done to us. The Muslim and Arab lands, for all these hundreds and hundreds of years, the Muslim countries opened their doors for Jews, and we were able to flourish and live together as brothers and sisters in the Muslim lands. How dare they now attack the Muslims of being against Jews? Instead of showing gratitude, we have to show gratitude. And yet they vilify, and they say the Palestinians and the Muslims that are all together are enemies of the Jews. So this is again a rebellion against God. It's repulsive. It's a Nakba, and therefore Jews people stand in opposition, have stood with our leaders, and we continue to stand in opposition. We have demonstrations around the world. If you can see, tens of thousands of people. This is in Washington D.C., in Canada, in London, and in Jerusalem. This is in front of the White House, and this is in Jerusalem itself. Because we have a whole beautiful, big Jewish community that are anti-Zionist. We cannot accept the occupation. It's against our religion. We cry with the Palestinian people.